Hello, everyone, and welcome. I am so super excited to have you here and to be starting our 2020 cohort of the Sweet Spot Solution. You made a really good decision to be here, and I know that your future self will thank you. Everything I'm going to be sharing within the next few minutes is designed to help you to be as successful as you possibly can in this program. So please take notes, listen carefully and take notes. I would recommend you come to all of our calls together with a notepad handy because you never know when something profound is going to come out, and it may not be from your questions. It may actually be from the questions of your cohorts in here. So let's see. So let me tell you about the plan. We have 9 weeks of content and action steps planned out for you. We're going to guide you step by step through the process of measuring your blood sugar, figuring out your sweet spot, and staying there throughout a 30-day metabolic reset. It's all going to unfold as it should. There's an official handbook. You already got the week one chapter of that. And that's going to detail every step of the way. And each week, we're going to release a new chapter, and there'll be some videos, sometimes audios, sometimes checklists, recipes on the site, and we'll guide you through it in that handbook. So that handbook is going to be like your map of the program, and anything you are, you know, I don't know what's going on, you go back to the handbook. What we recommend you do is that you get a 3-ring binder, and then every week when you get the week 1, week 2, week 3, week 4, all the way up to week 9, that you 3-hole punch it, put it in there. And if you have any of those little divider things, the tabs, you can actually divide it out. And that will help you to go back whenever you need anything. Every Monday at 2 p.m. Eastern time, which is 11 a.m. on the West Coast, and for me here in Austin, it's 3. And as far as what time that is in other parts of the world, it's like 6 or 7 or 8 hours later, depending on where you are in Europe. It might be somewhere in Australia. It's usually several hours, like 5 or 6 hours before us, but on the next day. So you guys live in the future. And we live right here in the present. Actually, you think the opposite of us, so it's great. I'm going to start every one of those sessions with a quick review of the action steps for that week. Then you'll have ample time for questions and coaching, sharing your successes, and whatever else is on top of mind for you. I encourage you to treat this time, this appointment time, as seriously you would a dentist or doctor's appointment or appointment with your boss. Like, really mark your calendar for all of these and make every intention to be there and to be there on time. Whew. If for any reason you need to miss a call, you can catch the replay. We will make those available usually within 24 to 48 hours. So it's always best to be there on time and in person to get the most out of the program. We want to hear from you. We want to hear your successes. We want to hear your struggles. And we want to hear your questions. So block off the entire 90 minutes. I might answer a question that you had or that was brewing in the back of your mind that you hadn't even really articulated. And then someone else asks it. And suddenly you have an insight, you have an aha that you really hadn't even, it haven't occurred to you. So I would say make sure you have a notepad and your handbook handy during these calls so that you can take notes. Every week, we're going to put a thread in the Facebook group announcing the upcoming support call. And we'll have a thread in there that you can actually put in your questions. And we're going to give priority to people who send us the questions in advance. In the event that you're not a Facebook person, you don't like it, you don't do it for whatever reason, a lot of people don't, then what we're going to do is we're going to send you a link in the reminder email to a Google form that you can go in and you can fill that out and you can put in whatever it is you want to share. We're going to give priority to the people who do the questions in advance, and then we'll open up the call to whoever wants to ask questions. I personally like the interaction as opposed to just answering questions that have been typed in. And so, you know, I definitely want us to be doing more of that. So the Unstoppable Health is going to be dripping out the content. So each week you'll get a message, usually on the Friday of the week before. So in this case, we gave you the content for week one a little bit early. You got that on Tuesday night, which was, 2 days ago night. And we're going to, our every attempt to get it to you by the Friday. So you have the weekend to review it before our call on Monday. So week two is going to be released on April 10th. And then every week thereafter, there'll be a content released. So we want you to review it before you come to the call if you have the time. Worst case is at least just read the handbook, just so you have a general idea of what's going to go on, and I'll review the action steps then. Week one has quite a number of assessments in it, and we've explained why in there. It's super important to get a baseline so you know where you started from. Yay! And I think you'll just appreciate having some extra time to get all that filled out and then start to test your glucose. It's a great process, and I know there's going to be lots of questions about that, and I'm here to answer those. Here's another thing that might be helpful. Schedule a block of time every day to log into the site and review the steps and all the educational materials. Even if you only have 10 minutes that day, it keeps it all fresh. And I know we have busy lives, you may have kids, you may have parents you take care of, but I would schedule time for you. This is you. And I congratulate you for being here, because you are, you're setting aside this time to take care of yourself. And the more you take care of you, the better off you're gonna be at taking care of other people, right? So here's another recommendation. You're going to be going through a process. There's going to be some changes at home. So if you don't live alone, if you have a family, sit your family down at dinner and explain what you're about to do. You're about to embark on a new plan. You're going to be testing your glucose. You're going to be learning new recipes. And you may be, not eating the same things that they're eating. And it would be great if they decide to go along with you and start to test their blood sugar and start to eat the meals. But the truth of the matter is that doesn't always happen. So prepare them. This is what I'm doing. I'm doing this for me, but I'm also doing it for you. I'm doing it to help you to have a much better mother, sister, father, brother, whoever it is that you live with, that I'm going to be much more available to you as I go through this. Ask them if they'd please give you support, like praise and encouragement instead of criticism. It's kind of scary to people when the people around them start making changes, but as they see the improvements that you're making, they may want to come on board. We've had that happen so many times where partners, significant others, come on board after they see the amazing changes that their partner's been having. Let's see. Yeah, so if they are interested, get them their own glucose meter. Or actually, you don't even have to get them their own glucose meter. Get them their own Lancet so that you don't have to share Lancets, but get them their own and then print out some of the pages so that they can keep track of it as well. Here's a very important piece. We've created the Facebook group for support, and I recognize that not everybody uses it, but if you are in there, you know the value of support. You know the value of being able to post something in there and have a community that gets you, right? It's an important group, and it helps you stay connected with other people. I know that when I'm out in the world and I'm talking about what I talk about with you guys, I get kind of strange looks, right? But when I talk about it in a Facebook group, like, who has a clean, or a non-toxic cleaning product or shampoo, and I say that to my friends, they're like, what's wrong with you? Just go to the store and get something, right? But if I say that in these groups, you get me. This is a place where you can come and ask those questions. This is a place where you could make those statements that you may not be able to do in your day-to-day life. Here's the thing. You can be supportive of each other. You'll be on your own process and your own path. But reach out, try to do this at least once a week, that you're actually giving information, that you're finding somebody's question on there and answering that question. Or if you've found a really great strategy for something, share it with people. Everybody appreciates that. If you're going through a tough time, if you're struggling with emotional eating or self-sabotage or some of those things that we will address, reach out to people. The chances are good that the majority of people out there have been there done that. I'm about to eat my kid's chocolate chip ice cream. Somebody please help me not make that decision. Great. That's the way to get the support. Okay. Here's the thing. I'm going to be completely transparent. One of my biggest challenges in doing this program is to get off the calls on time. Those of you who have been here with me before know that that's the case. I love every minute that I spend with you. I love helping people. And it's my favorite thing to do, actually. So let's be respectful of the time. And when the time comes to the end and I'm kind of nudged that, hey, it's time to get off the call, that you help me with that. And understand, there'll be plenty of time to get the questions answered. If you have questions that brewed up as a product of someone else speaking and you want an answer, post it in the Facebook group, right? Reach out in that way. I kind of doubt that you'd want to be going back and listening to hours and hours and hours of support calls that go more than 90 minutes. So we're going to try to respect everybody's time. We're going to be succinct, but also I don't want to leave anyone hanging. So that's going to be my biggest challenge. So I want you to understand, and I appreciate you in advance for understanding that, because my team knows if I needed to be and I had nothing behind it, I would stay on for 4, 5, 6 hours just so I can support you. And that doesn't support you as well either. And it does certainly doesn't support my bedtime habits or my dinner time habits or any of that. So I really, really, really appreciate that you're here. I'm super, super, super excited to be here with you. I've enjoyed this. This is like our 10th or 11th time that we're doing this program. I'm excited about the changes we've made. So some of you who are coming back, you're going to see some differences. You're going to see a little bit different look with the books and the guides. You're going to see some more specific actions step by step. And we're set it up so that you're not going to get overwhelmed, but you're also going to have the ability to go deep. There's always going to be something on each of the weeks that says, hey, for you nutrition geeks out there that really want to go deep with this, here's this. But you don't have to do it if you don't want to. It's not integral and vital to the success in the program. So I want to introduce you to some special people who are here with me to support you through this process. One of them is Marsha, who you've probably met already on the Facebook group. She's been posting welcomes to new members and then responding to them. As many as I see, I've been responding to, and hopefully if I've skipped yours, it's not like slighting you at all. It's just Facebook doesn't always send me notices when people reply or post in the group. I really like to welcome everybody to the group. So if I haven't welcomed you and you've put in one of your really nice intros, just let me know, ping me and let me know and I will get to it. I've really loved seeing pictures of some of you. I've loved seeing your descriptions of what you love to do. And I feel like I can really get to know you and support you the best way I can when we do this that way. So Marsha, I'm going to put Marsha on, and she's going to give you a few tips on how to get the most out of the group. And out of the program, because she's been through it before. So unmute Marsha. And Marsha, welcome to Marsha Patrice Ganilis. I can't say all your names, but Marsha, I just call her Marsha.
Yeah, hi. I've done Sweet Spot a few times, and I haven't gone through this latest version. I'm real excited about it. But my main role with you is to monitor and the Facebook groups. You may have seen me on Unstoppable Health or one of the other groups. But in Sweet Spot, especially the first couple of weeks, I'm going to be very active, kind of helping you feel welcome and calm, because that's really important and one of the pillars of Dr. Rita Marie's program, mental health, spiritual health, just relaxation. How do we get there? So if you have questions, the first thing I recommend in Facebook is to find where the search bar is on your device. It's in different places. And we can talk about that in the Facebook group. And then see if your question has previously been answered, because a lot of you will have the same questions. Mm-hmm. So you could just put in keywords like blood sugar regulation or monitor or test strips or something like that. And somebody inevitably has asked that before. And if not, then, we'll come and answer. There are a few of us. Oh, and Angelica just came on also.
Yeah, I see her. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. We'll try to just make this as smooth as possible. And I agree. Some of you are saying that you don't use Facebook, and that's fine, but it really is a great support group. So if you do have questions, that's the place where you'll get your answers most quickly. And then you get a community. My master's degree is in online education, and my focus was on online community development and active social community and how important it really is, especially now that we have social distancing, to feel like we're a tribe. So that's what we try to foster in that Facebook group. So I hope to see you there.
Yeah. Thank you, Marcia. Marcia's just been a delight to have helping us in the Facebook group. And the first year she was in, she wasn't on the team. She was just taking it for herself. And everybody's like, whoa, who is this chick? Basically, to say it crudely, who is she? She just is so helpful and so wonderful. And then we invited her to come back the following years and just, you know, really help to support people. Thank you. I so appreciate everything you do, Marcia.
Thank you. Yes. I appreciate you.
Yeah. And Angelica, I don't see you on here, but I'm going to unmute you and hopefully maybe you'll come to the...
I'm here.
Where are you?
I'm
there. You are.
I just got in because we were at max capacity in this call. So what? I wasn't allowed in until.
Okay. Once we finish talking, I want you to get a hold of Scott and Francis. I upped the max capacity to this to 500.
Yeah. I let them know. So I think that okay. They're on. But I was able to get in. I tried.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
I paid a lot of extra money to get to max capacity.
Yeah,
500.
I think that it's gonna be ironed out.
I just don't want people to be shut out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Christina and our team, they're on it. So
okay, good. So they got to get on with Zoom and yell at them. All right, thank you. So Angelica, tell them what you're gonna be doing every week in the Facebook group.
Okay. Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Thanks for coming and such a great turnout. So I am on Dr. Rita Marie's team. I'm really like the client liaison. I want to ensure your happiness and your success through the program. And I'm going to be going through the entire program with you. So I am in Dr. Rita Marie's practitioner training through her institute. And so I really love actually going through protocols and treating myself like I'm just like one of you, like one of our many clients that we're helping. I like to go through it myself so I can empathize and come up against all the obstacles and challenges you are and do it right alongside you. So that's the plan. I've been practicing with the blood sugar measuring. I've been practicing with the food. I've been practicing all the things. And so I feel like really excited to be on the journey with you and just to like be able to solve any speed bumps or challenges you have while you're implementing the program. I'm going to pop in on Facebook once a week. I'll do a live and I'll cover something, you know, some aspect of the program to help you be more successful and be available to answer questions live. So,
yay. Yeah, and that's in addition to the calls with me every Monday. So you're going to get a lot of support, guys, and it's needed. And I apologize to anybody who tried to get in and didn't. Now that you're here, and I have my team working on contacting Zoom, and we upgraded it about a week ago to make sure that we had enough capacity here. So my heart goes out to you. I hate when things like that happen. Wow. So that's it for the kickoff part of the call, right? So what I wanted to do, that's basically the kinds of things I wanted you to know about, you know, what's going on and how it's going to work. And we'll have plenty of opportunity every Monday when we get on and I get in there and I'll just share with you what the action steps are. So far, the action steps are really just do your assessments and start to track your glucose. All right. And the rest of this time is if you have the time to stay on, I want to do a meet and greet, I guess you would call it, right? It's like, I want to get to know all of you. And some of you may have a shortage of time, others may not. So let's just get to know each other. And the way we can do this is I'm just going to go across my screen and I'm going to do it. Usually Zoom shows me in the order people came in. So I'm just going to do across my screen. I'll call your name and we're going to do a really quick, easy introduction, right? And because if we have everybody get on and talk for 5 minutes, guess what? We'll be here till midnight. You know what I mean? So what we're going to do is have you say your name. I love to know where you're from. I noticed on the Facebook group that quite a number of you are from Texas, and that's where I'm from. So it's always nice to know when people are in the locale. Name where you're from, and just one thing that prompted you to become part of this program. Like one thing that's like this driving thing that you really want to resolve and move forward on. So before I do that, I'm going to separate the call so I can have, let me just stop the recording.